Hey everyone, it's Dan here with an audiobook update. I haven't done one for a little while, so as I've picked up my Galaxy Nexus with all my apps on it again, I saw audiobook pop up and I thought, why not give it another go? So a bit of a mixed update this one. Might be able to tell by my voice, I think it's starting to go. I've had a sore throat throughout the day and I've just got that head feeling you get when you're getting a cold. You know the one I mean, when I have it tonight. So, not nice when it's 2 weeks before Christmas and you're about to go down with a cold. But nothing you can do about it, just going to keep warm and drink lots and rest when I can throughout work. So, it's a bit of a mixed update. I am disappointed. I've been using the One Plan from Three for probably about a year or so now since they really announced all you can eat data. And at home, speeds are brilliant. Since the HSPA Plus update, I get about 8 to 10 megabit speeds at home. Really nice. But at work, which is in a town centre, speeds are 0.1 megabit a second. Sometimes I can't even tweet or load up pages. It's been like that for a year now, and been told there was a mast upgrade due to be done on the 8th, which was yesterday. Even on the 8th, I was told by customer services it's being done today. Nothing happened by last night. And I found out today that it's now been postponed, and there's now no date when this is going to happen. So, fortunately, it looks like I'm going to have to port my number away from 3 on the One Plan, because as much as I like all you can eat data, and as much as the One Plan is a good plan of all the minutes and texts you get, I'm at work most of the day from 8:30 till 6 o'clock at night, and I can't use the phone for what I need it to be done for. So, unfortunately, it looks like I'm going to have to port away. So, obvious choice of network is going to be Vodafone. I get my discount with them, which is great. The network is quick as well in town. There is a mast in town, which is nice. Speeds seem pretty consistent. At home I get about 3 megabits, but there is also a mast upgrade being done at home on Vodafone sometime over the next couple of months, so that should mean even quicker speeds, which is brilliant. I also like services like Data Traveller, so I'm off to Mobile World Congress in end of February, so Passport and Data Traveller will be very handy, and the deal is actually very good I get as well. So looks like my main line will now be with Vodafone. Although saying that, I do have, which is also why I'm doing an update, you might have seen some tweets from me recently about a Boost Box. Well, Boost Box is a femtocell, which Vodafone are the only network in the UK who have one at the moment, and they call it Sure Signal. This actually is identical. It's the same box, but just with a different design on the outside. It's the same make and everything, but this is on O2. Now, this is a limited trial. It's an invitation only, so you can't go out and just buy one or ask for one. I've emailed the team and giving them feedback on how well this will affect consumers, because my O2 signal at home is rubbish. We're 1 to 2 bars, 3G flickers on and off maybe if I'm lucky, but since this has been delivered, I've had it for 3 days. First, obviously, I was at work, I retrieved it when I got home, plugged it in, but it hadn't updated on my network yet. But by the next day, full 3G signal in the house. Made them receive calls, gone on the internet, sent text messages. All seems to be working very, very good. So I normally have 2 SIMs running on my phones. So I have been running with Vodafone and 3. Vodafone looked like taking over, obviously, the number one spot for my use. The one thing I was worried about was losing all-you-can-eat data, but on checking my bills, I use about 2 gig in a month, and I can get 2.5 gig on Voda, so that should be fine. But I'm also going to check out O2 as my spare sim, see how well they do, because I also have a discount from them. So 8 seconds to go, just a quick audio update. I'm going to do these more frequent, and I'll see you all on Twitter.